Have you ever had someone tell you, you have to move on, you have to get over it? Perhaps you yourself have used those very same words to tell someone else, it's time to move on and get over it. Someone who cares deeply for you has reached his or her limits, the limits of their patience with you in your state of depression or despair or self-pity. And you understand this, you know this. You know that it's time to accept the fact, it's a done deal. Get on with it, get over it, move on. It is the most popular advice that we give one another. It is so popular that if you go to the internet to Google and you type in, move on, get over it, you will find dozens of websites suggesting 10 or more ways how to move on and get over it. Facebook has dozens of pages related to this popular advice. I share with you a couple of them. Life's too short, get over it, move on. Another, can we please just get over it and move on? Everyone gets hurt in life. You just have to get over it and move on. And finally, one more, which is my favorite. I hate you. Just get over it and move on. Please. Please. When Jesus said from the cross that Friday afternoon outside the city gates of Jerusalem, it is finished. His words could have been interpreted as a failure. As a Christ, he was a failure. As a Messiah, he was a failure. As the anointed one of God, he was a failure. He was even a failure as a king. A complete and utter failure. It is finished. Certainly interpreted by his disciples as time to move on and get over it as they slipped away into the darkness of that afternoon. What had been hoped for? No, more than hoped for. What had been promised? What had been promised by God that there would be a Messiah to rescue Israel and return it to its glory? Many thought Jesus was the one. And now watching him die on a cross, the whole thing seemed to be nothing more than a hoax, someone's idea of a really bad joke. That whole traveling salvation show, Jesus and his merry band of disciples, going from town to town, preaching, teaching, healing, a complete bust. Some king he turned out to be, as those standing around the cross ridiculed him. Hey, Mr. Messiah, Savior of the nations, you saved others, save yourself. Yeah, whatever happened to that stuff? You know, the stuff we call the Sermon on the Mount. Whatever happened to that, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted, or blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, or blessed are the peacemakers, or blessed are those who inherit the earth. What happened to the kingdom, the comfort, the inheritance? Writes the late Richard John Newhouse in his book, Death on a Friday Afternoon. The time has come to face the facts. It's finished. It's over. It's a done deal. Jesus died on a Friday afternoon with a whimper. It is finished. And we all, especially we Christians, the world tells us, the brilliant minds, the new atheists and others, you Christians need to just get over it and move on. But wait, it's not over. It will not be over until God says it is over. When Jesus said it is finished, it wasn't as if the fat lady had sung. It was more like the artist who with paintbrush in hand and palette in the other steps back and looks what it is that she has painted and says, It's finished. Not one more stroke, not one more dab. It is like the sculptor who looks at the marble creation and says, now it is finished. It isn't over. It will never be over until every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And this is not some kind of triumphant note, some kind of magic to pull a rabbit out of a hat and tell you that, oh, suffering is victorious, suffering is victory, suffering is good for you. No, not at all. Not the way some people use the word bad for good or filthy for fabulous. When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it's a done deal. That is, it's God's done deal. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The once close relationship between God and humankind. The one spoken of in the creation stories. The one that dissolved and was broken and fractured. The one in which humans divorced God or God divorced humans. Call it what you will, but that kind of close relationship, that kind of communion with God, was broken because of our sin, our own sin, our own grievous sin. And it wasn't just that we broke up with God. Every relationship God has given us, we wound, we break, we hurt. No mystery is it then that the story that follows creation is the story of two brothers, Cain and Abel. We break our closest relationships with each other. And even if God were to start the world over, to come up with a new Adam and a new mother of us all, Eve, the story would be the same, would it not? This is what the story of Noah teaches us. So when Jesus says, it is finished, it is a done deal, it is complete, it is fulfilled, God's deal. And what a fabulous deal it is for you and for me. God has finished for us the sacrifice, the atonement for our sins. Oh, and for those of you who object to the use of the word sacrifice or atonement, and any other idea of having to do with God the Father taking it out on God the Son, have absolutely no clue to understanding the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, the Trinity. God does to God, not some father to a son, while a third party, related to be sure, but like some kind of aunt and uncle, the Holy Spirit looks on. This is the whole God. The whole God dies on that cross. In Christ's utterance, it is finished. I take you back to that analogy of the artist, the painter, the sculptor, the illustrator. Whatever it was he or she was working on has been finished. It may be different from the way the artist first imagined it. It may be completely opposite of what was originally intended. But he or she knows when it's complete, when it is fulfilled. It's a done deal. And what a deal it is for us. Reconciliation with God. We are the recipients of God's grace. Our salvation in Christ Jesus is assured, affirmed, resolved. It's over. It's a done deal. And the only thing we need to do is not to move on, but to move out into the world to proclaim the love in God, the love of God in Christ for every person. To do so with confidence and assurance that we are a new creation in Christ. That as Christ was raised from the dead, so we too, who are buried with Christ by baptism, shall be raised with him in a resurrection like his. It is a done deal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.